And finally, on the presidential campaign trail, New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez, who spoke on Mitt Romney's behalf at the Republican National Convention, today distanced herself from the GOP presidential nominee. Martinez told an Albuquerque newspaper that New Mexico has a lot of people that are at the poverty level, but that they count just as much as anybody else. Try as hard as they can to smooth all the feathers Romney has ruffled, his campaign is still in damage control mode, as we hear in tonight's commentary from Playfell Benjamin.
Mitt Romney, a.k.a. Mr. Chameleon, has finally exposed his true colors, albeit unwittingly. We've long suspected Mitt of being a selfish, sneering plutocrat, but now we know for sure. The secretly recorded meeting where Mitt lets his head on with his fellow plutocrats, who paid $50,000 apiece to hang with him, gives us an unfiltered peek into his gilded soul. He left little doubt that he ain't feeling the pain of the struggling masses. In heartfelt statements, perhaps the sincerest expression of his beliefs we have yet heard from the minister, he told his cronies that nearly half the American people are bums, sitting around waiting for a handout. And since these losers paid no taxes, they weren't interested in what he had to say. Hence, he was writing them off, because he didn't know how to appeal to the rabble. Thus, he was conceding the vote of these deadbeats and freeloaders to Barack, which was his natural constituency. Mitt confessed that he had nothing to offer these people with no ambition, who feel entitled to a home, food, and medical care, and believe the government should provide these things by taking from the haves and redistributing it to the have-nots through the tax system. But since he will insist that these people take responsibility for their own lives, Romney said there was no chance that any of these losers would vote for him. The problem with this analysis is that the states that have the highest numbers of people who don't pay federal income taxes are Republican-dominated red states. For instance, 40% of South Carolinians paid no federal income tax, and this is one of the reddest states in the Union. Furthermore, most of the people who pay no taxes are working, and working hard, too, some with a couple of jobs. But they still don't make enough money to be taxed. The second largest group is the elderly, or people on military disability. However, Mitt is only ticked off about poor people who don't pay income taxes. He's all hunky-dory with the 7,000 people who made $1 million or more who paid no income taxes last year, or the 22,000 Americans who made between $500,000 and $1 million and also paid no income taxes. And he does not seem the least bit perturbed that 491,000 Americans who made more than $100,000 didn't pay a dime in taxes last year. We're still waiting for Mitt to release his tax returns from last year, which should raise the suspicion of thoughtful citizens. Why does a rich businessman that has been filing taxes for decades and has an army of lawyers and accountants at his command need extra time to file his taxes? What's he up to? While Mitt has no problem with those making grand theft dough not paying a dime in taxes, he seems to lie awake at night, fulminating over the gardeners and scullery maids who may be filching a buck or two and hiding it from the tax man. Yet the shameless verbal bullies in the Grand Obstructionist Party constantly accuse President Obama of waging class warfare. But through the magic of videotape, we have Mitt in living color, dismissing nearly half the United States population as slovenly parasites, while reaffirming his belief that the rich should not be taxed to feed and heal the struggling poor, whose economic condition is proof that they're lazy and morally defective. If that ain't class warfare, eggs ain't poultry, grits ain't groceries, and Mona Lisa was a man. From New York City, this is Playfell Benjamin with a commentary on the Times.